Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Climatech, a professional air with host Travis Thompson.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. As I promised before, I would have Travis Thompson of Climatech in. So I told you, if you have a question, get them ready. Please do. You can go ahead and look online for their website as well. But now is the best time because he's right here. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And you brought a friend. We've got Chris here, right?
That's yep. Right.
Good morning.
Chris is a little nervous, but it's going to be okay. So, Chris, what is your role at Climatech?
I'm kind of the service manager there. I do a little bit of everything, but I do a lot of the managing of the service techs, look at jobs and stuff, do a lot of stuff that Travis can't do or doesn't have time to do. So
he saves my rear end.
Right. Well, it's hard to, I'm sure any day now they'll definitely be able to clone us.
It's close.
I think they're working on that, which don't do that, by the way, if you're just, it's not a good thing. Anyways, but to have a right-hand man to help you out.
Absolutely.
Is
He's
huge.
Been a lifesaver. It has. And as the company's grown, it's helped. Like he said, there's a lot of things I just couldn't get to all of it anymore. And he's fantastic with helping the guys, in the field. If they run across something technical, he's great with that. He can take care of some of the commercial jobs to take some of that load off. So it's been huge for me to have him around, for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely a team effort. It takes a lot of people. We've got a lot of people now that are good core people that have been there a long time. And that's big to me because it's people you can count on, they're going to be there, you can trust. And, with him here and myself and my dad, the experience we've got together, we really don't find anything we run across that some of us can't come up with an answer for in some way, shape, or form. So
sure.
It's huge to have everybody involved.
What's a hiccup that some of your service guys run into that they have to ring you like, hello, help?
Well, a lot of it is with the newer equipment being more sophisticated, things like that. We've got some older technicians that are just awesome, but they're not up on technology with like our communicating systems, things like that. Mm-hmm. So, and now the nice thing with everything being kind of on the web or at your fingertips, they're not good with the cell phones, things like that. So
Okay. They
kind of rely on me, call me a lot of times to look things up or walk them through things like that.
Sure. Excellent. And I just want to remind everybody, I do have a text coming in. If you do have a question for Travis or for Chris, 437-1620 is the number. I just was told yesterday, don't forget, sometimes people need to be reminded of the area code. So area code 850-437-1620. I guess I get used to it because since living here for so long, we haven't had to use the,
right. Yep.
Any of the area codes, but up north, you have to start all of your numbers because mm-hmm. we have so many in all of our different counties. Anyway, so 437-1620. Somebody wants to know, the cost. What is the cost that outweighs, what are the benefits of the UV light being installed?
Well, the UV lights, depending on the light, but UV itself is what's used, outdoors we have UV light and it kills mold and inhibits mold growth. So if we have a space like in an air handler where we don't have any light, but we have the other conditions needed for mold growth, which is it's cool and it's moist, so we've got everything we need for mold growth. So by adding the UV light, we take that benefit away because by adding the light, the mold can't grow in UV light. And that would be like a direct light only. We talk sometimes about the Remy Halo, which is a UV light, but it has catalyst involved in it as well that does more than just the UV light. It actually produces things that go out into the air of the house and purifies the air throughout the entire house. And while I'm on the Remy Halo, last time I was here, we had I got to fix something I said. It was on the warranty for the Halo. The warranty Halo has a 5-year ballast and a 2-year cell warranty. The LED has a 7-year ballast and a 4-year cell warranty. So I got that text to me right as we were finishing up last time.
I wanted to make sure
I clarified that. But that's what the UV does inside of a system, because inside of our systems is really an ideal place for mold to grow. So we take away that ideal space by throwing that UV light in there.
Yeah. And I mean, these days, everybody's looking to kill all the bacteria.
Right.
Kill it all. Yeah. Except for don't kill it all in your gut. Keep the good ones. Just going to throw that in there real quick. Take those probiotics. And I don't just mean yogurt. I mean, get the good ones. But all right, this one is funny. And I chuckled because we always argue with our spouses, right? Who's right? Who's wrong? I always like a good debate in my house.
We do?
I say that in the most sarcastic way right now, because it usually ends up in an actual argument. So one of our listeners texted in, please settle an argument between my wife and I. So now we're in marriage counseling.
Here
okay,
we
you
go.
Ready, Travis?
This is going to get good. I didn't sign up for this.
Okay. All right. So this is what they quoted. You can save money on your power bill by closing vents and doors in seldom used rooms. Or it doesn't matter. The system will still run the same amount of time.
That one's not going to matter. It's actually probably harming in some ways.
If you close.
It can. And it depends on the system. So it's, again, not a straight cut and dry answer. But, when you isolate rooms by trying to choke off airflow,
right.
What you're typically doing there is that air is not just going to redirect to another room like people think it does. It just builds up back pressure on the duct system. That back pressure feeds all the way back to the unit, which can then start slowing down airflow across a coil, which when that can start interacting with refrigerant flows and a lot of other things. The system's design, the duct system is designed for each outlet to have an amount of air coming out of it. And when we start closing those grills off, now we're asking grills that were designed to deliver, say, 100 CFM, we're asking them to deliver more. Well, the only way they can deliver more is by more pressure. So when we start adding pressure to the air system, we're not really doing ourselves any favors. And I don't know that closing like one grill or two grills is going to be something you can look at a power bill and go, oh, I told you so. But it's not good for the system overall, because you do start to create high pressure and low pressure areas in the house that you really don't want to do. So for the sake of the system, it's much better to leave everything open.
Right.
For
leave
sure.
that airflow.
Correct.
And don't put your fan on. Don't put it on.
Nope. Not in the cooling season.
It's a very hard thing to get that point across. Leave it on auto. That's
right.
All I'll say.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of a northern thing. I'm, you know, a Yankee also.
Nice.
So up north, you know, we did that all the time because we thought that, you know, running the air all the time
would push the air through.
It'd be pushing it through. We're running it through the filter. We're filtering the air more often. And that is true. But what I've, you know, that was one of the first things I found down here is with, you know, down here doing that, we're actually all that humidity we're taking out of the air when the unit is running, as soon as we shut that off, that's putting that moisture right back into the air. So you're doing more harm than good at that point.
It's a hard lesson to learn. Don't like being wrong on that one, but I love learning, so then my power bill isn't so high, I'll tell you that much. Because when you forget to, you know, turn it off from on, that you'll definitely see it skyrocket a little bit. And this was years ago. I'm not so much an idiot anymore. Okay, our texter just texted in. I love this. She said, apparently this was the wife. She said, thanks, he's doing laundry this week.
Sorry.
We didn't know who was on which side. We just gave an opinion there.
Thank you for not saying if you were the wife or husband. That actually made it even better. And I'm sorry, buddy, but it's okay. Doing the laundry is the worst. I do not. It's one of my least favorite. I'll do the dishes every day, but doing the laundry. So that's a good punishment right there. But you know what? I will say, I feel like that's also, and I'm not trying to like be anything, but my husband and I have had that debate before. Mm-hmm. The last house we lived in was built in 1937, 38. Mm-hmm. And the laundry room on the back of the house had a really old door. And instead of them replacing it, they just kept like patching it. And so when we moved in, we put the strips, the plastic strips at the bottom to keep the cold air from blowing through in the wintertime, right? And to keep the hot air out. Well, it was just, we couldn't. This door was so old, you could feel all of the air coming through. So we just closed the door to the laundry room and shut the vent to that one room. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was like an 800 square foot home. It wasn't like very big.
Right.
But then eventually we actually saw mold mm-hmm. in the room because there was no airflow into the room. And it was just sitting like stagnant in yeah. there, which is really gross. So I took my broom, popped that guy back open real quick.
Yeah.
Because yeah. then I realized, oh, okay, that outweighs any kind of lost air mm-hmm. that's going in or out, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
So it's just another thing to think about. And I appreciate y'all listening as well. I was going to ask you when mm-hmm. we started, and I totally forgot, how was your Easter?
Oh, it was good. We had a good Easter. Weather couldn't have been better.
It was so perfect.
Yep. That was quite nice. Yeah. It was very nice Easter, for sure.
It was definitely one of the best ones we've had since we've moved down south. Yeah.
A lot of times we'll get that real cold Easter, which we got it luckily just before Easter this time, a few days. But it made Easter really nice, sure enough.
And now I feel like since Easter has happened, spring is really here. Mm-hmm. We've got these spring showers happening today, more like a spring soaking, and people getting ready to start their air conditioning regularly. And I will tell you also, I asked you the last time about why my house wasn't cooling fast enough. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned like everything in the house was like hot mm-hmm. and just sitting. And so, you know, pretty much like you needed to give it time to cool off. So I will tell you, good news, everybody. Good news about my house. It's now cooled off. And so keeping the AC, we've decided to kind of keep the AC at mm-hmm. a steady number. I think about 75 is where we've been keeping it because it's two-story, and so mm-hmm. it gets a little warm upstairs. But yeah, you're right. It mm-hmm. just took a little bit of time. It did take about 2 days to really feel the effects.
Yeah, and we hear that quite a bit. We had a talk yesterday. One of our sales guys was out on a call, and the customer's complaining that it took a long time for the house to cool down when they turned it on, and that's sometimes hard to educate people on, but AC systems aren't designed to turn off and turn on. They're really designed at a certain indoor air temperature and a certain outdoor air temperature. So when we turn them off and we let the humidity and the heat build up and then turn them on, they're not like your air conditioner in your car. You know, your air conditioner in your car is oversized by a ton.
Right.
And we can't do that because air conditioning systems and houses don't work like that. So that's something that's just a little more educational than anything else, that, you know, they do need to run and don't let them get too far out of range. And even if the temperature's okay, if that humidity gets way up, that unit will run for a long time just extracting humidity out of the house before it really catches up and is able to do what it's designed to do.
Okay, yeah. And I was proof of that. And we're here. The Pensacola Expert Panel is a part of educating and helping people improve their lifestyle and anything going on. We did have another question come through. This listener would like to know, and you'll probably know what they're referring to. Do you guys do IR inspections and analysis?
No, we don't. I'm actually trying to think, what is IR?
IR, Chris. And if you want to, I would love to know what that means.
Yeah, clarify what that IR
please
is.
Do.
I may be just being a dummy here, but I'm not sure what he's referring to as far as the air conditioning systems go.
But I'm sure we can help you if you do clarify a little bit more. We appreciate that. 437-1620. We have somebody texting and they don't like the cold. Well, good news is it looks like it's going to creep up to 79 here soon. So sooner than we know it, we'll all be sweating when we walk from the car to the front door. So we'll be back to normal here in Pensacola area. Infrared.
Okay. No, I've got a thermal camera that we can do inspections with a thermal camera. I do not have anything infrared. I've got thermal camera that we can look for, you know, different duct leaks and things like that with. But no, do not do anything with infrared, just thermal.
Okay. Thermal. What's the difference?
Well, infrared actually uses light. Thermal actually sees temperature change, but it only sees the surface. So if you've got anything with a temperature differential on a thermal, it stands out pretty big. Infrared actually is just a very low light that if I'm thinking about it right, as far as what I'm thinking of infrared. So everything I've ever used has been thermal.
Okay. Excellent. But if that's something that you're interested in, what number can they call?
850-857-4700.
then we remembered the area code.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so another thing we had talked about, and I'm trying not to let my mind go completely blank when I see all the texts go through. I'm multitasking back here. We had talked about one of the times the hygrometer. We've mm-hmm. talked about the hygrometer. And people have asked, but you've left already. You mm-hmm. know, there's just sure. a delay. Where is the best one, the best brand, and what should be like the highest price you pay?
Well, some of the nicer ones are going to be in that $100 range. Mm-hmm. I had one. Let me see if I can find it real quick, because I know I'm going to say the name wrong, so I'd rather just spell it. And I'm going to try to see if I can find this real quick.
Like the name of the hygrometer.
Yeah. Well, it's one that does really well. Because it'll actually plug into your phone where you can see it remotely.
Oh, cool.
So let me see here if I can find the right
anything
one.
That is easier for people seems to be like the way that we'll go these days. People will pay extra for easy.
Yeah.
I mean,
no doubt.
It's, we all have like, you know, everything on our phones, our credit cards. Well, not me, because I'm too afraid of somebody stealing all my information. But, you know, we just make it a lot easier, and it just kind of like creeps up on you when all of a sudden you look at your phone and you, like yesterday, left mine at home and you're like, what do I even do with my life? Who am I?
Yeah.
We've attached ourselves to it.
You're right. The one I found, it's NETATMO. And I don't know how you want to pronounce that. If I try, I'm going to screw it up. It's like Net Atmosphere, NETATMO, like Net Atmosphere.
NETATMO.
Yeah, they've got a lot of different devices. They've now got security cameras and whatnot, too, but they originally started with different sensors you can put in different places of the house that will read temperature and humidity, and they've got them now that attach with a rain gauge outside and all sorts of things, and you don't have to get into the fancy stuff, but I've found that to be a very reliable source, and it's got tracking, so you can actually go back on your phone and look at the humidity over the course of a few days, because if you're just glancing at it every once in a while, you may not notice, what's it doing when I'm not at home, what's it doing when I'm home. So that gives you a graph. They're nice. I really do like them. I've got some at home and I've used them before. Of course, you can find the little ones that sit on the tabletop that mm-hmm. don't connect to your phone, that are going to be much cheaper, but as far as a brand goes there, I really don't know. Okay. I would have to just look. I mean, most of the ones
maybe
I've
look
seen,
at the ratings.
Yeah, the customers that have them in our homes, if we compare those to the ones we have, they're usually within a few percent. I don't find any of them way, way off. And typically, if they're way off, you kind of know it anyway.
Okay. And so you can leave it on your hallway table or whatever.
Yeah.
Is there a specific area in the house you should leave it?
I would just say central. Somewhere as close away from outside walls and things as possible, so it gets a good reading, just in the middle of the house somewhere.
Okay. It's something that we've been going back and forth about mm-hmm. in our new home, especially as homeowners. There's a lot more pressure to keep things together. Like the other day, we woke up and somehow the railing just fell apart in the middle of the night. Don't know how that happened. Just the hardware decided to fall off. I'm like, okay, well, I guess you're just done working. So there's all the things that, you know, we're trying to adjust to as homeowners. Okay, do y'all recommend duct cleaning?
If it's needed, and that's kind of on a as needed basis, and I say that only that way because duct cleaning is something that I have seen done when I really didn't feel like it needed to be done. I get a lot of customers that tell me they need to have their ducts cleaned because they see black stuff right at their grills or on their ceiling, right outside of their grills.
Did you just vacuum that?
Well, what that is most of the time is, I think we've talked about it a little bit before, there's a gap between the sheetrock and that grill,
mm-hmm.
and that gap actually allows the air coming through that register to suck in a little dirt from the attic
right
there. So when we take the grill down, and we typically show the customer, everything up in the duct system is really clean. I mean, usually spotless in most cases. But I see a lot of customers cleaning duct because of that, and they're not really fixing the problem. The problem can be fixed by sealing that register to the ceiling like it needs to be. But if you don't need to do duct cleaning, I don't see a reason to run brushes and all down. If you've got fiberglass duct board,
right.
You know, if you don't need to do it, don't do it.
Right. And then, but if you do see that, it's almost like a dust,
yep,
dirty
right.
dust. You seal that, mm-hmm. you come in
we
and seal that area.
Can take the grills down, seal them up,
okay.
Clean off what's there, and then it shouldn't come back.
Sure. There we go. I mean, okay, everybody is very inquisitive today. I'm loving it. It's making this rainy day so much better. I want to ask, we have about 4 minutes left. Chris, what's your favorite thing about working with Travis?
I don't, there's a lot. Probably the main thing, you know, is I, of course I moved down here from up north.
Where'd you move from?
I'm from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
I moved down here from Ohio.
We'll forgive you. I'm just kidding.
Go Bucks.
I'm really teasing. Cincinnati is one of my favorite cities. I'm not going to lie. Okay. But I just need to tease you.
Yeah. So no, I, you know, a lot of it is, you know, we're from similar backgrounds. I grew up in a family business just like him. So, you know, that was probably, you know, a big decision moving down here. I lived in Ohio my whole life, born and raised where I grew up and stuff. So, but it's just coming down here, they've just made me feel like part of the family.
I love that.
So it's just, you know.
That's awesome.
You know, that and the beach, of course.
Right.
You know,
being
but,
here, the beach is, yeah. is a perk, I'll tell you. Once we get the yep. bridge open at the end of next month, we're all going to be smooth sailing literally across the bridge.
But, yeah, I mean.
It'll probably make your life really easy, too, for work.
It's been a mess.
Yeah.
It's been a mess.
And but hold yeah. on to hope.
Yeah. yeah. But right. That's a lot of it. It just, you know, it just makes me feel like a family. You know, being raised in a family business and. Yeah. And I'd worked at a bigger company, and I worked for a manufacturer that made air conditioning and stuff. And it's just, you know, kind of coming here, you know, we're all big family, all the guys, you know, everything. So
yeah.
we got our, you know, families involved and things like that. So it's just, you know, one
I
big happy
that.
Family.
Well, and it's also a good reminder that, Travis, you also are bringing people on that have that knowledge and background in this work. Mm-hmm. And I love that you are also reminding people this is a family business and y'all treat each other like family. You have a great atmosphere in here, especially too. I'm just noticing that. And so that's something that people want to have because you're coming into our homes.
Mm-hmm.
You're working on something that can scare people because they're afraid it's going to cost a lot of money and they're going to go broke, or this is going to be such a huge problem that, you know, it's going to be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And I also remember y'all have financing as well. Am I correct?
That's
so
right.
Just to remind that they're there to help you, not to just be like, oh, look, you have a big problem and now here's your bill. You better pay it by the end of the time that we're finished. And so I wanted to throw that in there real quick.
No, thank you. It's big. And that's kind of a burden that it goes unsaid, but we truly trust everyone that we have that works with us. I mean, because we are sending them into individuals' homes. And that's
yeah.
a big, big deal. That doesn't sound like much on the surface when you call somebody to come to your house, but
it is.
I really do trust everyone that I have that I send into houses completely. I don't have somebody. And we've had people come through that we didn't, and that just won't work.
Right.
So, you know, everybody, Chris, even down to the people we have in the office that don't go into houses, it's like a family. It really is. And we probably have too much fun at work sometimes, but it makes it fun.
Nah, that's not a thing. I mean, come on. I mean, sometimes I wonder if they're going to peek through that window at any point and be like, can you get it together? But you know yeah. what? We're supposed to have fun. Laughter is one of the best medicines other than coffee and a good nap. Okay. So
I
you
agree
know.
With that.
So yes, I absolutely love it. Chris, thank you for coming in and joining Travis. Thank you guys for your hard work and for joining us on a rainy day, making it a little bit more fun. Give us the number and website one more time before we head out.
850-857-4700. And it's climatechproair.com.
Excellent. Thank you again,
thank
Travis.
You.
I'll see you in a couple weeks.